Visiting with Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Good to have you here today, Eli.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Coming back.
Yes, yeah. It's been a while.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have had anywhere else to be. So. It was a busy councilman. You had a lot of different things on that agenda last night.
Yeah, there was a lot of variation on the agenda. We had two proclamations to start everything off. We had an Economic Development Week 2024 proclamation. And then we had a Mental Health Awareness Month for May with the library came and presented that as well.
They've been doing that now a couple of years, focusing on it, which is good.
Yes.
They expose a lot of people to services that are available from a lot of their partners.
Exactly, yep. Connecting resources, making sure that folks know that help is available in a lot of different forms out there for you if you have mental health issues.
Economic development side of things, brought forward by Ames Economic Development, but brought forward actually for not just the city of Boone, but all of Boone County.
And that's right.
I think Madrid did a proclamation for him last night, and I'm pretty sure Ogden will have one next week. So.
Yes, yep. Hitting all the bases and making sure everybody knows all the good things are going on economic development wise.
You kind of look back at that. Now, of course, obviously the Daisy Brand announcement.
Yes.
But they've done so much else. In fact, spent last night working with your Economic Development Committee on the grants, the Central Iowa Housing Trust grants.
Yep, Housing Trust Fund grants. We had 10 approved applications and $90,000 awarded to those. And there are a couple of unfinished ones, I believe, that we'll see if we can get those awarded or not.
So pretty impressive. That's been one of the things council has not had a problem supporting.
No, not at all. No hesitation on that. Helping people keep stay in their own homes and fixing up their properties.
So these two proclamations, took care of them. You got them early. I didn't get the pictures.
Yeah. I'll have to ask Andrea to send them to you.
Send me some pictures. We'll get them posted online for you.
Some photographs.
Got a couple of public hearings that you did set as well. One of those is the public hearing on the budget amendment for the current fiscal year budget.
Yep, just tidying things up, seeing where we are in the budget and closing out some accounts and things like that.
We call it more bookkeeping than anything.
Yep.
Clean up the books for the audit.
Yep, absolutely.
The other one will be a little bit of a rezoning adjustment.
Yes.
I think it's Hunsucker Development has some property on the south side.
Yep.
And they want to make a little change from a one commercial designation to a limited commercial.
Yep, C1 to C3.
So
that public hearing will be on our next meeting, May 20th.
All right. Well,
it's an exciting project to go in there. It's an exciting project to go in there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's something that's going to go in there, and they just needed to make an adjustment in the zoning for it. So we'll hear more about that as we go forward.
Yep.
Let's talk chickens.
Okay. Yeah, we had
the urban chicken ordinance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we had two proposed ordinances on the agenda. One was developed at our previous April meeting, and then Chief Wiebold took a look at other ordinances, and he put one together that he felt staff could handle very well. It wouldn't affect daily operations and things like that. He did a lot of work on that ordinance, and I feel like that's the one that would suit our needs the best. I discussed this with Ames and Des Moines Animal Control, similar to their ordinances. They say works very well for them. They really don't have any issues. It's non-invasive to the citizens, and it's not a lot of time burden for the animal control side of things.
I think some of the things that, as I heard in the discussion that was going on, he did include some setbacks. And when Ames and Des Moines heard about that, he's going, yeah, we could have done that too. We should have.
Right. Yeah, when I had those discussions with Ames and Des Moines, they gave us a couple of ideas of what they would have done differently if they had to do it all over again. And they said, number one, no roosters. Not necessarily because of the noise, but because of preventing breeding operations.
Yeah.
And then second, they wish they would have had a little bit more of a setbacks between property lines for those enclosures. And so that's why those were included in our ordinance. But by and large, there weren't a lot of restrictions in the proposed ordinance that I had recommended.
You recommended to the council, this is the one you thought would be in the best interest for the residents of Boone.
I did,
that wanted to do this.
Yep.
The other one obviously was more restrictive. We knew that. That was part of the discussion at that forum that was held up at City Hall.
Yes.
And so council pretty much agreed with that, but they weren't real comfortable. You said, go ahead and go ahead and approve it. Let's quit kicking this down the road.
Right. Yep. Quit kicking the can down the road. We need to act on it. They weren't ready to do that quite yet. So they tabled the motion, going to send it to policy administration for further consideration for its possible changes. Hopefully see that back on the agenda in the first June meeting.
So still a work in progress.
Yep, but absolutely. I'm committed to get there, though.
You'll get there one way or another.
Yep.
And this, and I know you had people that were on hand there last night looking to see what was going on and what kind of discussion that was being held over it, too. So,
So that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at. Okay. Still going forward. Mm-hmm. But at least there is something out there that it does seem that most of the council seem to be pretty comfortable except for a few odds and ends of things.
Right, right. So we'll get those loose ends tied up, hopefully.
We'll see how it progresses. You also are preparing an ordinance to take care of some parking issues. Public safety kind of came across this as residents along Hawkeye were wanted to get additional parking out there. But the parking that's been going on South Jackson, very curvy road and with bus traffic on there and stuff, gets to be a bit of a challenge.
Indeed, yeah. There's a parking on both sides now. curvy road, increased traffic with the school public safety recommended one-sided parking, and that should help out with snow removal as well, they felt.
That's something that'll come up. Again, it's staff prepare the ordinance, and we'll start the process.
Right, yeah, they have to put the exact ordinance together for that, and then it's got to have three readings.
Yeah, so and by then we'll probably have a few neighbors out there that might come back and with something. I don't know how many of them are aware that.
Might not be on their radar, so that's why we're talking about it now.
So let them know.
Yep.
One of the other things, and you actually brought up the part of this last time when we talked about the decision by the council to call for an end to your working arrangement with Rolling Meadows. And part of it is it's an old agreement, and it just needs to be updated.
Yeah, Rolling Meadows sell water to them. They had a leak out there, and we discussed on this agenda to reduce the amount that they owed. Essentially, what happened there is over a certain amount of volume, there's an additional surcharge that's charged. That doesn't go to costs of water or anything like that. It's really there for large ongoing water users, and we felt it was a bit punitive to have that on their bill for this particular leak instance.
And it's a pretty substantial leak.
It was a very substantial leak, absolutely.
They did agree that they'll pay $50,000 up front and then the balance in installments. But in the meantime, you're hoping to begin the process of visiting with them to work on redoing our agreement.
Update and modernize our agreement for selling water to them, make sure that all things that have happened over the years, that our agreement accurately reflects the reality.
So that's one thing a lot of people forget. You do have smaller areas that you do, Logan Sports One, you also are a big supplier for Xenia.
Xenia as well.
Yep. And these are old. We're talking over 20 years old, these agreements.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Is it time to be looking at?
Yeah, actually staff has talked about when Andrea moves into the assistant administrator position and doesn't have the finance officer duties on her plate anymore, one of the things is to look at some of these old agreements to see where they could be updated to better serve both parties.
So work, plenty of work on the table. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Some of the other things that came up, did go ahead with your resolution supporting Kading.
Yes.
I know you're looking forward to getting some ground broken and getting started on that project, but they need to get that tax incentive. Yep. And again, it's basically, it's a workforce incentive.
Workforce housing tax incentive. So these are all workforce housing units, not low-income housing, workforce housing, kind of median income for this area.
It's a tax credit the state makes available.
The state gives the tax credit to the developers.
So will you be looking at any other agreements with them? Or have you discussed any, or are any being discussed at this time?
Not right now.
Okay. Nope. Most of it, they seem pretty comfortable if they get this be able to go forward.
Yep, absolutely.
They'll be doing that. The property right south of us here, we're wrapping that up. Yep. So we did have some grants that were involved there.
Catalyst
That's one
grant.
Of the things I recently asked Andre when she filled in for Bill. I said, mm-hmm. how much additional paperwork is that? She goes, a lot,
yeah.
It's a lot of bookkeeping to take care of and right. follow all those grants.
Yeah, and so when we support or endorse these Catalyst grants, there is work on our end. It's not just something that's on the agenda that we have to do. Staff has to take care of this paperwork.
So this one will be done, and I know you've got a few others that are still out there
yep.
working on that.
Yep.
The downtown Main Street project, you have put in the dollars that were going to be committed.
We formalized that contribution
Where is that coming from?
Right. Yep. That'll come from hotel motel taxes. And since we did budget previous for the next fiscal year, we're going into hotel motel reserves for the first year. There are ample reserves in that yeah. fund to take care of that. And then it'll be budgeted regularly out of that for the next 2 years.
And we'll have somebody sure. Part of the committee, too.
Yes. And we will have a seat at the table when that if and when we get that designation.
Yeah. Keep our fingers crossed. That's part of it. A lot of it, stipulation on upon approval.
Indeed. Right. Yes. Right. Yep.
I know. You guys want, want that a lot.
Hurry up and wait situation.
Yeah, I know. We keep trying. We keep trying. Well, after 20 years of being with one financial institution, every 3 years, the city goes out for bids, quotes mm-hmm. from the different banks. We're going to have a new one.
Yes. Yep. People's Bank, yep, had the low bid on that. And so having a new bank in town, they were able to come in with that good rate for us and lock that in.
That'll be starting up. One of the projects going on right now, I had to drive by and see how it was progressing yesterday. 8th Street.
Yes.
Would love to get the resurfacing done, but Mother Nature, I think, might have.
There's a little bit of a delay with the weather, yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't take too long to do that resurfacing on these mill and overlays.
And this is project, again, we told people before, it's been on the books for some time, that 8th Street stretch, to get that done.
That one has been kind of pushed down because of other priorities that have come up emergent-wise. And with Kading having to do those roads, West Park and South Marion, kind of had a little bit more urgency to it. So we pushed that one down a little bit, and it's finally getting done.
Finally.
Yes.
Getting there.
Yep.
And much needed. Now we're kind of hoping they'll stick around and mm-hmm. put in a real good bid for
all
Story.
Of the Story Street. Yep. Resurfacing. Hopefully get some good bids on that as well, and try to do things, as close to each other as possible so that they don't have to,
that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
We'll have, we're beginning of May. So yeah, it should be June when yep. we start to see bid
yes.
stuff for
yep.
that. So.
Yep.
Well, one of the big things that came up last night was you did go into two working arrangements with SEH, or short, Elliott Henriksen. That's an
yes.
engineering firm. But Perry Jerzyk's been working close with the city and mm-hmm. and helping a variety of different ways in the past. Yeah, you were on the utility committee, actually,
yes.
when you asked him to start to take a look at our wastewater plant.
We started with
what
the
is
wastewater.
Our capacity?
Yeah. This was before Daisy, of course. We had a wastewater treatment plant study done, and it showed us areas that were high priority, medium priority, low priority, how much it would cost. Tried to formulate ways we could finance all of those infrastructure improvements. Some of it was ongoing maintenance. Some of it was expanding capacity to make sure that industry had enough to locate here and things like that. So that was a couple of a year and a half ago for the wastewater treatment plant. And so we'll do the similar long-range planning for the water treatment plant as well.
That's going to be one of the contracts that was approved last night.
Yes.
That's, 47,000, but expecting about a three-month or so turnaround. Anything that they do, of course, you always have to work with the DNR on this. A lot of people
yes.
don't realize that. Anytime water and
regulations,
sewer, everything has to run through the DNR as well.
Yep, and we're trying to get change in our permit to allow us to process more wastewater treatment than we do currently. We have the capacity. We're just not allowed to with our current permit as well.
And that's one of the things, too. You've had demand from your existing industry
yes.
that would
yep.
love to do some more expansion and
we
things
do.
Like that.
Yep.
But having that capacity, that's been the challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And when we make these investments to our wastewater treatment plant, that's going to allow all of these existing businesses to thrive as well and maybe attract some expansion or new businesses sure. too.
Some people forget that there are a lot of existing ones out
there
here
are.
That are do use water and sewer.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
If they can grow, that's good because mm-hmm. obviously it covers a lot of the cost of it too.
It absolutely does.
So, and good for the residents because then you're getting updated mm-hmm. things that you don't think about.
We can do it along the way and we don't have a surprise later on where we have to make an emergency adjustment.
We work on it. Anyway, we're going to see more of that going on probably over the next, throughout the rest of this year, basically.
Yeah, it's essentially going to be a continual thing, until Daisy builds out and things like that because we have a lot of work to do.
So, and already getting contacts from others. Mm-hmm. That
yes,
might be interested in, if they're going to do this, mm-hmm. this might be something that'll
benefit
here
from
too.
The proximity. Absolutely.
We'll keep working on that. Mm-hmm. Civil service list. I told people that they had a committee meeting last week. They put together a list. Fire department's got some openings, and this will help get those filled. We've got the list now.
Mm-hmm. Now we got to certify the lists and now to do the interviews and everything like that.
Now the chief will have to come back with some recommendations for you.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll get that done too. I know we didn't talk about it last night, but I was going to ask you because Citizen Police Academy just wrapped up.
Yeah.
I know the chief didn't really say too much about that, but he had a nice crowd of people taking part in that.
I believe there are nine graduates this year, and it's the first year since COVID started that they had done that. And so good return to form, and talked to a couple of the folks that were in it, and they had a really great time and learned a lot.
Well, we've got all that done. Let's see, a couple other quick notes. We had the first night on the green came up.
Yep.
A
boatload of people. There.
Well,
the perfect
first
weather.
First of all, you have carnival rides,
right?
And great
free
weather.
Carnival rides.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Yeah, great weather. Couldn't ask for a break in the rain right when it came. I went down there with my family too. I had a nice time, listened to some good music. I think it was Hawk and Jake.
Yep. Yeah, we're
it's
doing their
great
thing.
Great job.
Busy time down there. And we also we know that their next one will be coming up in June, mm-hmm. beginning of June. I think the hospital will be the sponsor for this one. So
good. We'll keep our fingers crossed for more good weather, right?
Keep it dry during Friday nights on the greens. Any other things come up that you wanted to pass along to people? I think most of it is you've got some committee meetings that are going to be held, but...
Committee meetings. We signed an authorization for the fireworks coming up. So
okay.
We'll have city-run fireworks again. And that is about it.
That was most of the business that came up for the council last night. Obviously, committee meetings still going on and ongoing discussions about urban chickens.
Yep.
More
to come.
Be out there.
Be working hard.
Thank you for taking time to come and visit with us this morning, get us updated on what's happening. Busy time. We got a lot of things happening because we are getting to the end of the fiscal year. We're going to have the new one coming up and still got a lot of projects that are going on.
Everything's ongoing. Yep.
I know what I was going to mention.
The Milwaukee Park.
Well, Milwaukee Park. We got a little update on that. Yep. Did you go look at it?
I haven't been over there yet, but I mean to.
So I know, the Parks Department was pretty good. They haven't got all the mulch or all the bedding down.
It's
on
a little rough yet. On the ground, but
so, that'll still be to come. Let me see. The other groundbreaking for villas at Fox Point. Or ribbon cutting.
Ribbon cutting.
We've
already
done the groundbreaking.
Yep, June 26th, I believe it is. So that'll be good to go out
that'll
there.
That'll be coming up. And again, I know we've got other projects that'll still be coming forward. So maybe we'll get within the next month or so, we'll find out when Kating breaks ground on Kate's Landing.
Exactly. Yep. Go cut a ribbon there too.
All righty. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.